All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Episode 21 of Let's Talk Sports. Real quick, before we start, I do want to mention that over the weekend, last weekend, there was meant to be two other episodes of Super Wild Card Weekend. Obviously, I recorded the Buffalo Bills and Patriot thing, and then the Raiders and Bengals. And with this podcasting stuff, my throat was killing me. I didn't have COVID, but my throat was like scratched out, and just I was losing my voice, and I didn't see any good reason to do two more episodes that weekend, considering they're just bonus episodes. So I waited till now, and I brought my good friend Javen back, first time on the camera. We have some stuff to talk about. I gotta pull up on my phone real quick. This will not be like an intro segment. We're just gonna go, thank you, straight into it. A few headlines or a few things we pointed out from this last weekend. Again, this is another very football-heavy episode. Anytime you see Javen on here, assume that it's going to be football. We are both wearing our team's jerseys after the pain that ensued over the weekend.
Both of our teams got dicked on.
Yeah, well, yours at least.
Had a fight.
At least yours came to play. At least yours played NFL football, not peewee football. We're going to talk about the wild card weekend, more of it that I didn't talk about. Today is actually the 20th anniversary of the Tuck Rule. Again, Patriots, Raiders. Pro Bowl captains were announced, and then our surprising teams and disappointing teams of the season in general. Bruce Arians with what he did. I don't even know if you saw that. And then coaching jobs, because every NFL coach in the NFL doesn't seem like any NFL coach in the NFL. Wow, great. Every coach in the NFL doesn't seem like they have a job, really. There's like, I think, like eight without a job. Anyway, we can hop into the first one. We can just kind of recap the wild card. You didn't watch many of these games, right? You were out of town?
No, I was out of town.
Yeah, okay.
I got a little bit of highlights.
So I guess we'll start with the important stuff. Did you see how, like, the play that turned the Raiders game? The penalty?
I haven't seen the play, but I heard about
it. The whistle blown?
My dad told me about that. The whistle blown, it was bogus.
Dude, so at first when it happened, I was like, it doesn't matter because – they're not going to be – like, when the game ends, it's going to be, like, a 21-point game. The Raiders are going to get killed. And then they lost by a touchdown. And, oh, man, it's so – like, that's why I think – like, as overall, 2021 was a good year for, like, regular season stuff. Like, I feel like football was good. And, like, the fact that, like
– a lot of suspense.
And a lot of, like, up and downs. Yeah. Like, the Cardinals and the Patriots both got knocked out, and they were both the one seed in their divisions, like, 5 years ago.
That just shows you what –
yeah, like any given
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. So,
with the Raiders and Bengals in the beginning, you should have known, like, just coming as a Raiders fan, you see them just on and off with games. Like, towards the mid of the season when they lost John Gruden, you saw that they dropped, and they kind of, it was like the morale kind of was lost. And then in the beginning, you saw just them skyrocketing. They have a lot of close games. So, when going and watching it, the Raiders and Bengals game, you have to know that when that game was going on, you know it was going to be a close one. Mm-hmm. You can't count them out, because there's multiple games where the Raiders have had close games where one took the lead, one took the other lead, and the Raiders came back to win it. So a game like this, I remember seeing like halftime, it was down by a lot, but I was like, okay, it's still possible, because the Raiders, they have weapons to do it, and they have done it before, but it just seems like the Bengals just dominating.
Well, but it's also like in any, like, if this game were to happen week 18, and like that what happened with the play call with the whistle, I feel like that's okay. But in the first off, a wild card usually is pretty good, because most of the time you see teams like a good example is the Niners. The Niners beat the Cowboys. You see teams like that. Yeah, exactly. You see teams like the Niners win, and the right. So say this what bugs me. I think that play happened on a second down. I think it was like second and eight. In reality, they would have got to redo the play. And by the rule book, if there's a whistle blown prematurely, and no play has ensued, and like he hasn't stepped out of bounds, it's kind of like when you have offsetting penalties, and you just get a reset down. That's what it should have been. Instead, the Raiders get whether or not he was open because the Raiders gave up, no one will really know. Obviously, the Raiders are going to say that, and the Bengals are going to say they didn't hear the whistle because that's football. But
as a third party looking down upon it, you can see they did blow the whistle.
Yeah, and you hear that, and I remember everyone all over Twitter was like, there was a whistle. Like, did everyone else hear that whistle? And it's like, so say that happens and they get the reset of down, and then say they run it on the next player. They get like a few yards and it's third and four, or third and whatever, and they don't get that and they kick a field goal. Well, the Raiders were well in field goal range at the end of the game. They would have tied it. It would have went into overtime. And it ruins playoff games when that stuff happens because you want to see crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it does. Obviously, it does me no favors because my team lost, but it does the NFL no favors that the Bills blew out the Patriots by 30 because people stopped watching at halftime. When did you see the Micah Hyde pick, the interception by Micah Hyde?
No, but was it just?
I'll pull it up.
Real like quick. The dagger to the.
It was the dagger on the Patriots' first offensive drive, because it's almost a perfect ball by Mac Jones, and everyone said so. So obviously the Patriots meet the Bills twice a year.
Yeah.
Everyone says that the Bills would have won if they made Mac Jones throw the ball. So when Mac Jones was actually playing well at the beginning and doing everything he could to win, it was kind of like an oh shoot moment. Like, the Patriots actually look good. Like, if he can drive them down the field and score here, like, maybe we'll see a back and forth game.
A little bit of hope.
Yeah, but when Micah Hyde picked the ball off, everyone I think just was like, okay, it's over. Because you literally feel. We'll pull it up real quick. You guys obviously can't see it, and I can't play audio because of copyright issues.
Goes YouTube.
First off, look at this. When do you ever see Mac Jones do that? And he was playing so good, and he was probably the only spotlight in the game. Him and Kendrick Bourne were very good.
I think it goes back to him being a rookie, because when you're a rookie, you just want to, and being able to get a shot like that, you're like, okay, I want to prove myself. I come here to play. And while a lot of these veterans are just, some of them come to want to win a Super Bowl, or they just want to get paid.
Okay.
And with Mac Jones being a rookie, they know he needs to get paid. It's the best way to do it is to win.
And also he's from Bama, so he likes to win anyway.
Yeah.
So this is him right here. This is the guy who makes the play. He has him beat. This is the corner.
And then
the ball's right there.
Oh, that was nasty.
Yeah, it's literally dirty. And I hate the Bills, but that was one of the best plays of the year. Like, there is not many corners who can save that mistake.
Honestly, that was Mac Jones too, because on a nine route like that, you want to put it on the back shoulder.
That is true. It should have been back shoulder.
If you put it on the left shoulder, that was all Aguilar.
But he's barely even there to make the play. It is. A good throw, but an even better play. That's how I describe it. I think that is literally like a perfect play. He made a perfect play. If he breaks on that ball any sooner, any later, it's a touchdown.
He thrived off of being there and being, opportunistic.
And then also, I'll just give you a little laugh. And for people who know, when the Patriots score late in the game, it's going to show us an ad, so I won't. The fans threw a dildo.
I did.
Which is a dildo that people call the Bildo because it's a Bills thing. And there's a really funny picture of Kendrick Bourne pointing at the ground, and it's on the ground right there. And it's over his. Oh, it's so funny. It's been funny. Anyway, so yeah, I don't want to talk much about that game because there's no reason to at all. Bengals Raiders, yeah, it was rough. The only thing I will say is Derek Carr looked good, or he looked awful. The last throw of the game,
there was no middle area.
The last throw of the game was literally boneheaded. Like, did you see how the game ended? I'll pull it up. Why not? We're here.
Was it him just tossing it up? Like
he threw it into triple coverage. There wasn't. It's not even like one of those plays where like you throw it up on a Hail Mary and it's like, oh, maybe they have a chance. He literally throws it like a laser into triple coverage. It's like in Madden when you click the wrong button.
Was he under pressure?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, there. But in his defense, on this drive, it will probably show it. He did throw literally the ball could not have been thrown any better. He threw it to Darren Waller over the middle. It is literally like as perfect as the throws you're gonna get. Hey, I'll give it to the Raiders though. Why do I keep getting ads? I did not expect them to even stay in the game at all.
Honestly, this was a big improvement, and I think what could be good for the Raiders' future, because this I think it gives that spark of what Raiders needed to get back in it, because they were in a drought for how long?
Well, yeah, also, like, no one even, like, after – I mean, I don't want to bring up a bad subject, but after the Henry Ruggs thing,
yeah,
everyone kind of thought
– John Gruden, Henry Ruggs.
Right here, watch, I think. Oh, no, not here.
Oh, well, you got – that's a sack.
You know he has the most, I think, strip sacks, the most fumbles from sacks?
Really? Well, I think it's also because he drops out in the pocket a lot. They are a very pass-heavy team. Well, this year they were.
It's just crazy. I didn't know that. And it's funny. They said that after he fumbled. And I was like, oh, well, look at that. That's a perfect throw.
He's very underrated. And that was Darren Waller's ass crack. But okay.
Oh, my God. Wait. Everyone who's watching, timestamp. Oh, wait. I'm too far.
Too far.
Okay, Raiders versus Bengals Super Wild Card Weekend highlights posted by the NFL. Timestamp 13 minutes exactly, and then click play. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Just pull them up pull a little bit. Pants up. There's a belt there for a reason.
Okay, here you go. You ready? Oh no, it's not here. He has no one open here. This isn't his fault. I mean, that could have been pass interference.
It could have. If you threw it sooner.
Watch, this is literally brutal.
That was just
I mean, granted, I don't know what anyone else looked like. Like, everyone kind of looks... You're kind of led to believe, though, right? Like, what would have happened if they did have Henry Ruggs?
Because it was fourth and goal, and he was trying to take a shot for the end zone. And the only one that was in there was
I feel like he could have rolled out, though, right? Oh, no. Maybe not.
I don't know why that was a stupid play. End of the play, they have
Hunter Renfrow.
Hunter Renfrow do a little not corner route, do a little speed out, and he's not even in the end. Why would you do that? Well, okay, see, he goes off for
right there.
Yeah, for like 2 yards.
Sometimes they anticipate everything going to the end zone. That he's so quick that if he dumps it off fast enough, he can get the edge. But
fourth.
The Patriots did it a lot with Edelman.
Fourth and goal. You are looking for the end zone. And the defense knows you are looking for the end zone. For him being there, I'll put someone else, someone less lethal. I'll put like maybe Zay Jones is decent, but Hunter Renfrow makes these amazing catches that go like where Derek Carr can thread the needle and he can catch it. You want him in the end zone to make that catch.
I also don't get why they don't have key chips. I don't.
Yeah, see, those are two of your best players, players gone.
And he's nowhere in the like. If there was pressure, I don't think there was pressure.
Because they have Darren. Because watch Darren Waller, he goes out and then he comes back in.
There's nothing even like yeah. That I don't.
That was a stupid play from the beginning.
Well, you don't have to worry about it anymore because that head coach. Oh no, the head coach is not fired yet. It was your general manager that got fired.
And then now.
Is the coach not resigned yet? Are you guys a team that needs a head coach or no?
Did they? They didn't resign him, but they might because of how far he went.
And did you see that he after they lost, he was in the hotel and he handwrote notes to all his players.
I did.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
He might be signed, but there's also rumors of who is it?
Harbaugh.
Yeah, Harbaugh.
That'd be pretty cool.
Harbaugh
would fit in LA. I feel like. I mean, LA.
Las Vegas.
Hello, baby. I will be completely honest with you. I will talk about this game because I feel like it needs to be talked about. Buccaneers game. I watched it. I watched Tom Brady throw a touchdown pass at the beginning, and then I fell asleep. Once I saw that, I was like, "That's all I need to see."
Eagles shouldn't have been there.
That's the same thing with the Steelers.
So many better teams could have been in there.
I really think the Raiders screwed with the AFC playoffs. Not that that has anything to do with the Eagles made it, but they should have played for the tie and knocked the Steelers out. The Chargers could have done had made a crazy upset, I feel like, if they were in it. And if the Chargers did make it in, if the Raiders and Chargers tied, the Chargers would have played the Bills. And the Chargers probably would have done some crazy stuff to the Bills.
Honestly, the Chargers, they're very underrated. People –
when they're good.
They are
good. They're 50-50. They're either really good or really bad. I mean, they missed the playoffs.
Well.
They're 9-8.
Yeah, because they went against Raiders. Raiders ball.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyway, the Buccaneers thing.
The Raiders during that game, they had high morale. And that plays a lot into it. Because I don't want to say it, but John Madden died.
I agree. When he passed away and they went to the Colts, I told everyone, I was like, the Raiders are going to win. John Madden literally just died. I was like, they're going to play their heart out.
Fake death, conspiracy theory. It's a hoax.
Buccaneers and Eagles, since we're here, I will show you the Bruttarians thing that is under fire. And I don't – have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
That's awesome because I want to see what you feel about it before I give my opinion.
Oh, what the hell?
It's I don't know. I don't want to give you my opinion. I want you to kind of just.
Does he bonk him on the head a little bit? Like, what does he do?
Oh my God, the Olympics are a thing right now. Totally off topic.
The hell, Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, I have to talk about that.
Right. Yeah, right.
Come on.
Believe it's okay. Nothing happened.
Oh wow! Yeah, nice.
Bruce Arians did nothing confirmed. He's a ghost. He went back in time and prevented it. He got fined, I think, $50,000.
Oh, chump change. Yeah.
Chump change. Hey, I'll get fined $50,000 if I can win a Super Bowl. Dude, that's Scotty Miller, I think. Yeah, that's a wide receiver. That's like a Hunter Renfrow play. Look at him go.
That's pretty good.
Sorry, you guys aren't seeing it, but we're watching. I'm trying to find this. Oh my God, that guy's dreads. Oh yeah, right here.
He got fined for that?
So I think we're in agreement. What I feel.
He got slapped in the head like this. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Like what the hell? He literally, the reason he did this is because Adams was trying, in the NFL, I don't know if you know about this rule, if you try to pull people off the pile, you get a penalty. And obviously, if they would have got that penalty, I think it's enforced. Well, it might be enforced after the punt anyway. So I guess it's not that big of a penalty because you already got the ball back. They recovered.
That wasn't a real hit. That was a, I'm going to get you. You have a helmet on.
I agree. You have a helmet on. He's your coach. I don't think he means anything bad by it. I think it's more of like a, okay, don't be dumb. Like, stop.
Dude, I bet you go to any player, actually, no, anyone who has played football in their life, they would tell you they have been beaten worse than Bruce Arians in this.
He also doesn't even, like, fully hit him. He, like, whiffs. I mean, not like, he obviously had the intention to slap him over the helmet.
His hand-eye coordination is pretty shit.
Everyone I'm seeing, like, I'm – because I didn't know it was controversial. I thought it was – like, I didn't – like, when I saw it, I was like, that's kind of dumb that, like, he's getting fined.
Yeah.
But people are saying that it's because – it's a problem because he's a grown man and he shouldn't put his hands on a grown man.
Supposed to – well, it is a work environment and it's a little bit different. But
okay,
technically – professional.
But if I'm this guy, you know your coach is just fired up because it's the playoffs and he wants to win. You also want to win. But I guess, and there was an argument to be made, what if Adams hit him back? Like slapped him back?
Yeah.
Then what do you do? Who do you blame then? You probably would blame Arians then. But Adams looks and he kind of just pushes him away. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get off
me. Because he's trying to get his attention. If they fine him for this, then you have to find everyone who basically slap hands, because that's the equivalent of like the little tap on the tap.
But
on the
I think
head
it's well, yeah, no, okay. Like something. But good. That's I think they fine him because it's not like he it's not like he like called his name and then did it.
Yeah,
he literally just like assassinates him. Oh my God, he got killed.
It's like yeah.
No, yeah, I agree.
That's a BS fine.
I'm in the same boat as you, as in it. There was no need to find him.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like when a giant audience gets draft like called to it and it gets attention, the NFL feels like they have to take action.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the only highlight I have from that game. Tom Brady did Tom Brady things, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win the Super Bowl again because they look really good again in the playoffs,
well,
which is crazy.
Yeah, no, let's look all surprising teams. I think such disappointing teams.
I was going to ask, what are your favorites right now out of the teams here? I can pull it up. Don't look at who I picked. I don't want to. Well, not that you're.
Wait, I'm still going to see it. It's a big screen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you didn't see that.
Yeah, I definitely saw that.
I believe right now it's Bengals at Titans, Bills at Chiefs. So who do you have out of the AFC? So the Bills have to go to the Chiefs, and then the Bengals have to go to the Titans. The Bills have to go to the Chiefs.
Honestly, Titans gonna win.
Are gonna beat the Bengals?
Yeah, I just feel like they're just
Derrick Henry's back.
Derrick Henry's back. They're just gonna keep on. Bengals defense is not good, but not bad.
Yeah,
and it gets the run. I don't know what record they're in for.
Run defense?
Yeah, run defense. I don't think it's that good. I think it's like below mediocre. Unless they can figure out a way to stop him, then I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they are low. Yeah, 32, 31, 30, 29, 20. They're 27 against the run.
Yeah, see, they're very low. And so.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, no, that's defensive, right? Oh, wait. No, it's just their.
That's offense for rushing yards.
No, it's a defense. Now it's just they're good.
Wait, what the hell's happening?
It's they were awful. Now it's just they're good. Wait, yeah, now it's just they're fifth.
No, it's not. That's offense. What are you
doing? No, it's not. It's not offense.
Go look up.
It says my computer's literally acting like a brick. Defense. But what it just showed that they gave up like a crap maybe 20 yards.
It's because they're showing
it can't be playoff stats. Maybe. Wait. Whoa. This is weird. Oh, wait. I don't even know anymore.
Well, I think the Titans are going to win.
Think the Titans are going to win?
Yeah.
How about Chiefs? Oh, you think the Titans are going to win the AFC in general?
Oh, no. Just against the Bengals.
And then Chiefs and Bills, who do you have?
Chiefs and Bills. I think it's going to be a good game. It's going to be hard because I think it's going to be a shootout. Whose offense can score more. And depending on what happens, maybe my Raiders side is like, okay, it's gonna be the Bills, but in reality it might be the Chiefs because of just how high powered they are.
Yeah.
So I want the fucking Bills to win.
Who do you have making the Super Bowl out of the AFC?
I have Bucks for sure. I just feel like they're from start to finish, they were always complete.
Yeah.
And they've had their turmoil, just like any other team, the drama. But I think it's going to be Buccaneers there for sure. And fuck, I don't know the next one.
So Titans or Chiefs? You have Bucks versus the Titans or the Chiefs?
I like to see the Titans.
Yeah, I feel like you can't say that. No one should be allowed to say Chiefs and Buccaneers again. I'm so sick of I don't want to see that again.
Game. That was a shit game.
That was an awful game. Yeah, it was got awful. Anyway, off topic. 49ers upset the Cowboys. I actually predicted this on my podcast. I said that the Patriots would win, though, so I guess this doesn't get a lot of credit because
it just shows how how good I think Jimmy G.
Oh, dude, Jimmy G is a god. No,
everyone just shits on him for no reason. But now he can still get the job done.
Well, also, the Cowboys are god-awful.
Well, that is true.
But yeah, they are awful. Do you see how they lost to you? Dak Prescott went to set the – they were no huddling. And the ref, like, buried through him. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I don't think I can ever see them winning a playoff game with their roster. They're too young. And I actually do think that matters. I think in football – like – it sounds weird saying that, but I do think that if you're a young team, you can't win in the playoffs.
You just need some, just like the Patriots.
No, well, the Patriots have veterans. They have old linebackers. Okay, I can't do this right now.
Yeah. Start fire.
Anyway, so the Niners upset the Cowboys, and there's a video of a girl crying. Have you seen it? A Cowboys fan. Really? She's bawling her eyes out.
That was funny.
Sorry if there's any Cowboy fans, but
well deserved. Go fuck them. Go fuck yourself.
I didn't say it.
I did. I fucked the Cowboys.
I didn't say it. Boys. I didn't say it, but I also wasn't not thinking it.
See? Great minds think alike. I was just saying it.
Chiefs and Steelers, I don't need to even talk about
this. I think the Cardinals and Rams, that was a shock. I think the Cardinals were going to take it.
Me too. I literally said, I said the Rams turn it over too much, so the Cardinals are going to win. the Cardinals said, all right, bet, let's turn over the ball three times or whatever, how many times they turned it over.
Yeah.
Did you see that one pick six that Kyler Murray threw? He was getting bent backwards and he just throws it up.
Really?
And the guy catches it off his fingertips and just runs it in.
I think I was on my phone with my grandma when that happened.
Dude, it was literally one of the worst games I could ever have watched. That's just tragic. The Rams and Cardinals and the Bills and Patriots ruined the wild card round for me.
That just – football, you get good games, you get bad games.
But or you get these.
The shit ones.
These aren't even games. These are practices.
That just sucks because I just the Cardinals and Raiders were one of the two who really flipped it this year. And them just kind of being – well, Raiders a little bit
better. Yeah, I personally don't want to see the Rams win just because I hate teams. I don't hate the Rams. I just hate the way the Rams operate. When you're – it's kind of like –
Bay runs it.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to see a team that literally just threw away their future and just got all these good players because they threw around their draft picks. Like how funny would it be that the Rams don't win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years and they have no draft picks? So they're literally screwed.
I think if they get far and if they do win, they'll only get this win for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after, you're going to feel the turmoil of having a superstar team.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason why there is not that many, like a full superstar team like you'd see in the NBA. Because that's too much for drama, I would say, because everyone wants to get paid. And I suppose everyone wants to get one. Like if you look at the Buccaneers, they have a couple stars here and there on defense. But the rest are very decent players who can hold their own, as opposed of you got the Rams, you got all-star here, Pro Bowl, all-star, this fucking all around. And now everyone's going to want to get paid, and everyone's going to chip in, and it's just going to take a big cut out of your salary cap, and it's not going to be good for anyone when that strikes down.
Kind of like the Saints. You see the Saints salary cap? It's like negative.
Who do they even have?
That's what I said. I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
I think it's just them spending on shitty players.
Yeah, that could be it too. Yeah. The Saints are very good at management. Anyway, not much to say about the Cardinals and Rams as well. It kind of was just a blur. I want to talk about the games with our teams because I feel like...
Yeah, no one wants to talk about Steelers and Chiefs too. That shit of game.
Yeah, that was an abomination of a game.
Pro Bowl captains?
Tuck Rule. We talk about the Tuck Rule. But I do have to cut this real quick and then start a new clip. And then we'll talk about the Tuck Rule. And then, yeah, Pro Bowl captains. All right. Okay. Anyway.
So we're talking about the Pro Bowl captains.
Yeah, and the Tuck Rule.
And the Tuck Rule, yeah.
These will both take relatively quick. These won't take as long as the last segment did. I just want to – so obviously it's literally getting blown up because they're making like a little short thing, like a little 30 for 30 on the Tuck Rule. Right. But I have a giant like veto on it because it is – don't get me wrong – at the time, it was one of the most controversial calls in football. I think it was incomplete, which is what it ended up being called, and that's what started Tom Brady's career. What do you think it was?
I really have no words.
You have no – yeah, okay. Well, I can't believe it's getting this much attention because over the years, people have looked at the rule book. And the rule
– let's see what it says in the rule book. And word for word.
Here, actually, word I put it word. On my – I put it – oh, my God, Pat's pulpit. I can't read off this. It's biased. I'm kidding. But I did put it on my Twitter, so I can just pull it up there. This is what I said on my Twitter. I put, awesome that this is getting a 30 for 30, but at the same time, when it happened, it was an official rule, and I quoted the rule book. According to NFL Rule 3, Section 22, Article 2, Note 2, it is when an offensive player is holding the ball to pass it forward. Yep. Any intentional forward movement of his arm starts a forward pass, even if the player loses possession of the ball as he is attempting to tuck it back towards his body. And I don't know if you want to...
I think it's just one of those calls that are... It's a very delicate thing when I'm calling it.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, especially when it happened.
Yeah.
I guess you can make the argument we just did what people are doing for this with the Bengals thing. But, yeah. I mean, that was way more blatantly obvious that the whistle was blown too early.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. NFL is scamming me. Yeah. They are giving me every single ad in the world.
Get YouTube Premium. No. Cheap bastard.
I'm not getting YouTube Premium.
Cheap bastard.
Not getting YouTube Premium. Not. I refuse.
Look at that. Look at that. Oakland Raiders.
I was hoping the Patriots and then met again.
That would have been, yeah, that was amazing. Do it for John Madden.
Hey.
Do it for my boy.
Okay, there it is. There is the infamous tuck rule play. For those of you who don't know, 20 years ago today, Tom Brady, the Patriots were going down in the divisional round in a crazy snow game, and Tom Brady threw his arm, and he punts, he like pulls it down. But that's Charles Woodson, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Well, actually, maybe, yeah. I could have sworn it was later. Oh, no, that's it. It is Charles Woodson.
Or is it Rod Woodson?
Oh.
I don't even know the two apart anymore.
Yeah, it's bullshit play.
You think it's bullshit?
So where the fuck the balls go?
You think he fumbles? Because so, like, with what we just read, he's moving it forward and tucking it down. Now, I will say.
Yeah, I think as opposed to, like, the clear ones where you see it and you can see it, like, get his fingers go away from the ball and they smack it down.
Well, now that's the rule. Now it's you have to be making pass. But in the rule book, it said any forward movement of the arm. So if you're going like this, even if it's not out, now I will.
Yeah, but still, he's going from here to here.
It says even if you're tucking it into your body, any forward movement that comes.
And again, it's the small line of when does he become a QB to a runner?
Yeah.
Because from this to here, you can count this as being as secure.
Yeah. Like I was going to say, I do think that it was a stupid rule, and it's smart that they got rid of it because it's the same thing with people with like what classifies a catch, because it's so on the line of it can go either way, where like what do you call it? Was it a fumble? Was it an incompletion? And then nowadays, people like with the catch, was it a catch? Was it an incompletion? Same thing. I just wanted to glance over it real quick since your favorite team is the Raiders, and I am a Patriots fan. So
fuck them Pats.
Get out. No. Okay. Anyway, Pro Bowl captains. This will later take.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, I know, right? So the Pro Bowl captains are Luke Kuechly and Reggie Wayne, Jason Witten, and Rod Woodson. Those are all really cool captains. Luke Kuechly is probably my favorite because he literally is probably the greatest middle linebacker to ever play. Well, hold on. Oh well, Ray Lewis was middle linebacker.
Yeah. He is I would say behind Ray Lewis because of how technical
he's definitely the best linebacker after Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I think if he played a little bit longer, he could have gone toe to toe with Ray Lewis.
I think he's not as aggressive as Ray Lewis, but I definitely think his IQ is bigger than Ray Lewis's.
Yeah, he was a person who was in the film room, and he was very technical how he worked.
He was literally what I would identify him as, a defensive Tom Brady.
Yeah, pretty much.
He literally audibled his – I mean, not that that's the right word. But he adjusted his defense literally because of the way the offense said break when they left the huddle.
Yeah.
They said break, and he's like, the high pitch at the beginning, they're running it. Like, he was insane. And, yeah, he retired way too soon, but I get it. He was literally prone with injuries at the end of his.
It is – honestly, it probably would have just hurt him more than keep on playing. And that was – he I would say he went out on top.
Yeah.
In a position like that, him doing how good he did for how long and just being able to keep everything, I would say, stable, it's impressive. Because he played at 100 miles per hour, and just his IQ and watching him play was something unique. It's just like watching Ray Lewis.
I also feel like it was hard to ever see the Panthers defense bad when he was with them. Like, I don't think I ever said they were bad when he was on that team.
He just – again, that just shows you if you find the right captain – and the right person to lead the team, you can change everything.
Yeah.
Because they went to the Super Bowl with Cam Newton. Cam Newton was, I wouldn't say, he was at the helm, but Luke Kuechly was there too. It wouldn't have worked without Luke Kuechly in that scenario.
Yeah, you need a leader on both sides.
Yeah.
Because I think this year more than ever, the saying offense wins games, but defense wins championships is so true. Because a lot of defenses are stepping up now, and that's what's helping teams win these games.
Honestly, defense, what you really, like, I would say you need is a good D lineman, a good linebacker, and then a good secondary. It could be a corner. It could be a safety. Most up for a safety. But if you get a good middle linebacker, a great middle linebacker, and then just good D lineman and a good safety.
I would agree probably safety. Just because safety, if you have a good safety, like with the Micah Hyde thing, if a corner makes a mistake on like a deep route, if that safety is good enough, it doesn't matter. Like you get like a second chance with a good safety.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that you nailed it on the nose. Those three positions are probably key. Reggie Wayne, that's probably the one I'm least excited about. Like Reggie Wayne, I like Reggie Wayne, but I mean, I lied. Jason Witten
is like
Jason Witten.
He had a good career, but it was like towards the end. And he also,
they're
trying to come back.
They're kind of like beating him to like a pulp. Like when Gronk retires, I want him to have this attention because he's a good person. Like Jason Witten's boring. Although his announcing career is declining as he gets more into it, Tony Romo would have been good. Because Tony Romo, like when he originally started as a play-by-play commentator, he was really good. Like the AFC championship game with the Patriots and Chiefs, when he was literally like drawing on the screen if the Chiefs did this, Brady would do this, and it happened.
Calling out the
play. That was so cool. But now he's biased towards the Cowboys, and it's annoying.
Yeah, but he's still everyone likes him. I think so. Tony Romo.
As a person. Yeah.
And like hearing him commentate.
And then Rod Woodson.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with Rod.
Yeah.
I love Rod Woodson.
Yeah, Rod Woodson's pretty great.
Yeah. I think this is good. Besides Jason Witten.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'll say Luke Kuechly, Reggie Wayne, and Rod Hudson.
I like doing either like the old school legends, kind of like Rod Woodson and Reggie Wayne. I mean, I guess Jason Witten could be classified. But
I think with Luke Kuechly, they're going to,
that's what I was going to say. I think it'd be cool if they did like 1 year they did AFC had young coaches and NFC had old coaches. So you did like Rod Woodson and Ray Lewis for the NFC. Or well, he was on the Ravens, so he'd be AFC. Who is a good, I don't know, NFC defense player? Oh, Rod Woodson's defense. So the good NFC, Brett Favre. So you did Brett Favre and Rod Woodson. And then you do like, okay, then the AFC. Oh, well, Luke Kuechly's in this NFC.
I think it also just has to do with if they want to do it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure they have a list of people they call and they're like, hey, you want to do it? And probably most of them are like, no.
Yeah, that's weird. I think Jason Witten.
That's going to be a good Pro Bowl.
What?
It's be a good Pro
Bowl. Oh, yeah. I love. And I think they said they're doing the skills challenge again.
Yes.
And those that, like, those honestly, the Pro Bowl kind of sucks now because everyone's so worried about injury. But the skills challenges are dope. Dodgeball?
Yeah, those are fun. They just need to do the what is it called? The longest throw one.
Oh, yeah, with the quarterbacks? Yeah, that was iconic.
That's pretty good.
This segment's only 10 minutes, so we honestly could probably squeeze in our next two topics in this and just make it one clump because these probably will also take surprising teams, disappointing teams, and then coach. No. I don't think we did. I don't think we did. No, we did Tuck Rule and we did that.
But the other one we did.
We did the playoff predictions. I'm talking about like overall, out of all 32 teams.
Yeah, they were kind of like
not Super Bowl contenders.
Oh, I thought we spoke about
it. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I should have been more clear on the
okay, we'll squeeze in
on the Apple Notes. We can just go through it. A surprising team. Shoot. I'm not really too sure.
I'll say anyone who just really made it to the playoffs. Because the Cardinals, the Raiders is a big one. Patriots, they still did the same.
I would say the
Chargers are pretty.
This would be an unpopular opinion, probably, but I think I would say that the Titans, just because of how like going out with doing what they did without Derrick Henry and without Julio for a little bit, I think they did really good with nothing.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I think they just do a good system on bringing on people that could still do it even when Derrick Henry's not there.
Yeah,
and so it just shows how much of a good program that they're running.
I would say I'm pretty close between Titans and Raiders. I think I put the Raiders up there. I did not think the Raiders were going to be good at all.
Yeah, I was ready for another disappointment.
Even the I think I'm going to say the Bengals. Because before the year, you and I both said that they – like everyone was saying they should have gotten –
It was also because Joe Burrow was hurt last year. And everyone was like,
yeah, that's true.
And he came out here and he killed it. I think Justin Herbert and then the Chargers too was another good one because it was one of those things where it's like in the beginning they – you saw Justin Herbert go and break these records last year, and then you're like, okay, it has some hope. and then the Chargers coming and doing what they did, which they did lose in the end, but I think it just shows of what's yet to come, because they made a lot of close games and they were battling these high powered teams just back and back.
Well, because at the end of the day, only one team wins.
Yeah,
like every team loses other than one. So yeah, I would still say they're pretty good. And yeah, Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow literally are going to be like the next Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Okay.
And then disappointing teams, real quick. Part of me wants to say the Panthers because I was so high on them, but I don't think I can. Because I don't think I. 100% Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that was disappointing. They were a big disappointment for having who they had. They have Tyler Lockett, DK.
Russ was hurt for a while. Yeah, but he came back at a point where he could have saved their season.
Yeah, but didn't do anything. And then obviously I like Rashad Penny. He stepped up because
he had to.
Yeah.
Chris Carson.
Yeah, Chris Carson. Chris Carson got hurt, and then Rashad Penny. I think they're a pretty good 1-2 combo. For the Seahawks, I would definitely keep both of them. But by the time, I'm also thinking of with Chris Carson getting hurt and everything. And at a certain point, it's like, when are you going to be productive and not be hurt all the time?
Yeah.
Which sucks because I'm a big fan of Chris Carson.
Yeah.
But it looks like they have potential of getting it going. But I think with Russell Wilson being hurt and just all that, it just kind of super sloped down.
Yeah, no, I agree. But yeah, that's probably my most disappointing. The Dolphins kind of disappointed me, but then they had that 8-game win streak.
Yeah.
Or 7 or whatever.
Texans were disappointed from the beginning. Giants disappointed.
Yeah, but those are things you expect.
I think the Bears were a little bit of a...
Oh, I always expect the Bears to suck.
Well, I expect them to suck, but it was like kind of...
Maybe not that bad, right? You don't. Also the Vikings.
That's true.
That roster was so good.
They did get shit on.
By the Lions. They were the Lions' first.
That kind of sucks. My boy Dalvin Cook got dicked on.
Justin Jefferson, too. Jay Jetta.
Jay Jetta.
Okay, anyway.
Talk about the coaches.
We can talk about the coaches real quick. So there, as of now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 coaches. Well, one of them resigned. He should not be on here because he didn't – well, he actually did get fired. This is what happened. They went to John Gruden and they said, you're fired. And he said –
I think it was.
He said, "Let's work out a deal. Let me like go out on my own terms. Let me like get like a nice little deuces, like a
no
peace."
I didn't know. Yeah, peace my ass. I think it was he knew what was gonna happen. That just every little thing was starting to unravel and just make his way into the spotlight. And he knew, okay, well, either I keep on taking scrutiny because he was just getting destroyed by the media, or he just resigns, forgets it, and just move on to the next.
Yeah, he kind of drew. He didn't draw any attention to himself because he did it so like easily.
Yeah,
he has said, "Okay, I'm resigning," and resigned, and then the next day it was literally like a new team
gone.
I wanted to ask you, who is your favorite coach to get hired on this list, and where would you like to see him go? Not that there's many teams that could go. Mine, and I have a little bit of bias because he used to be a Patriots coach. Brian Flores, Dolphins coach. I can't believe he even got fired. The Dolphins went 9-8, I think.
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where it's like, he did like decent for his first season, but it's like.
I would love to see Brian Flores go to the Vikings and play with that roster.
I think he would thrive. I think he did good even with having Tua, and Tua was like
Tua decent. I don't get the Tua hate though. Because he was a high pick, but he was hurt his first year a little bit, and he's not playing awful. He's on the Dolphins. The Dolphins had one good year where they made the playoffs, and now everyone's up there like saying, expecting them to do so good. No, Tua's like, okay, he's not the next Mike Vick, but it's hard to be a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
Talking
about a disappointing team, Jaguars. I think they're disappointing.
Yeah, they made a lot of good signs. I mean, I expect them to be bad, but not that bad. Not the first-round pick bad again.
First-round pick. Oh, shit.
Urban Meyer got fired after 1 year. That's crazy.
That makes sense.
I see Matt Nagy not coming back. No way. Urban Meyer's done. Joe Judge is probably done as a head coach.
I think this will – I would say the list of all the teams being fired, it will, I would say, open the doors for a lot of college coaches to come in.
Like Harbaugh?
Yeah, like Harbaugh.
But Harbaugh's been there before, so it's easy for him.
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL.
And I think if he comes back, he's definitely – he's going to make a splash into
– What is happening?
That, we don't talk about Nickelodeon.
Did you hear another player drop the F-bomb on the Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's so amazing.
Okay.
That's going
to
happen.
Anyway, yeah. So I picked Brian Flores, and I want to go to the Vikings. But, I mean, with how dumb organizations are, any of these awful coaches could get picked –
Yeah.
And then expect to like and hope to be good.
Be longer in the future.
Yeah.
Get some good, nice stuff. And then football's starting to wind down. You'll start to hear more probably basketball, maybe.
Yeah, definitely basketball.
Basketball and then
baseball if it ever
spring
starts.
Spring training's gonna be.
If the lockout doesn't, they're in a lockout.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, right now they had a meeting like a week ago, and they made no progress.
Shit. Well, so I saw
it might get delayed.
I went to go pick up from my family. I came back and I was driving by the Texas Rangers spring training camp. And I saw a couple of them walking from the, what is it called? The gym into the.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Yeah, they had all their bags and everything. And I was like, oh shit.
That's a good sign because they wouldn't be. Well, not to keep you much longer, real quick, because I point out on every episode, if you look up like Chicago Cubs roster, the lockout's the MLBPA and the MLB. So, like, the MLB cannot use player likeness, which means they can't use, like, their faces or, like, their pictures. So, this is all their faces.
Ha!
And if you go...
It says black.
If you click on it...
I think it's funny. It's, like, it doesn't feel like there's, like, athletes because there's so many baseball players.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, they're just, like, normal people.
And then also, if you go to, like, the one I saw was the St. Louis Cardinals. I say it all the time on my podcast. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
For bobblehead night, their third baseman's Nolan Arenado, but they can't say that anymore. So it literally says, this night, St. Louis Cardinals third baseman bobblehead night. It's so funny. It's so messed up. But anyway, getting off topic, you guys have already heard that story a million times. Thank you so much for coming back on. These are probably like the best, at least my favorite, to have someone to
get it going.
Yeah, exactly. And have different opinions, even though we actually agreed for once today. I feel like we agreed a fairly a lot.
Yeah. Fuck you, Patriots.
Okay, anyway, thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys already have a great night, evening, morning. I mean, night. Yeah, morning. Whenever or wherever you're watching this. I will have an episode out again on Friday. And then I am going to do the weekend bonus episode Saturday, Sunday for the divisional. And then after that, so after Friday, the next real episode is Wednesday. But the bonus episodes are Saturday, Sunday. And keep talking sports. Thank you so much for watching.